9 million kids get their health insurance through the federal Children's Health Insurance Program. Congress, though, has let the program expire, and it's unclear whether lawmakers will save it. Now, more and more states are running out of money to keep the program going. NPR's Allison Kojak takes a look at how this is affecting parents.
Bye-bye.
Ariel Houghton is trying to keep track of her 2-year-old son as she cheers on her daughter, who's pedaling away on a tricycle in front of her home in Pittsburgh. It's a beautiful morning, but Houghton is stressed out about her kid's health insurance.
So we're like a low middle class family, right? I'm studying, my husband's working, and our insurance right now is 12% of our income, just for my husband and I. And it's not very good insurance either, really.
It has high fees for doctor visits, a big deductible, and it doesn't cover her kids. Luckily, little Rose and Nani are covered by the Children's Health Insurance Program. CHIP is for families who make just too much money to qualify for Medicaid. But states like Pennsylvania are starting to run out of the money they have left for CHIP. Houghton says if CHIP disappears, she'd try to scrape together the money to add her kids to her insurance, but the $150 copayment on her policy would mean she'd think twice before actually taking them to the doctor.
That's not a small deal to a family like mine, $150. If you have to pay that, you ask yourself, like, are they sick enough? Like, does this merit a doctor visit?
And hesitation like that could have severe consequences, like for Houghton's daughter.
She was about 2, and she developed this fever and a rash on her face.
The fever wasn't that high, but the rash was odd.
So I took her into the doctor, and the doctor looked at her, and she said, she has Lyme disease. And she found a little tick.
Rose got on antibiotics right away, and today she's fine. But if Lyme disease isn't treated immediately, it can turn into chronic arthritis in kids.
And I know that if I had to pay $150, I would have thought, you know, like, let's wait.
Todd Wolin is the Houghton's pediatrician. He says families all over Pittsburgh are worried.
Parents are literally telling us they don't know what to do. I mean, they make too much to get Medicaid, and they don't have jobs or earn enough to get the commercial insurance. I don't know what to tell them to do.
So now doctors and patients around the country are worried too, especially as CHIP money runs out in one state after another. For example, Utah announced it will end CHIP at the end of January if Congress doesn't come up with money for the program. And Oregon, which already has run out of federal money, is borrowing from its Medicaid budget to ensure its 80,000 CHIP kids keep their coverage through April.
I'm absolutely opposed to kicking these vulnerable families off of access to health care.
That's Oregon's governor, Kate Brown.
It's appalling to me that Congress is not taking action and is not doing their jobs on this issue.
Back in Pittsburgh, Ariel Houghton agrees.
They could have worked on something in August or July and passed it in September instead of just letting funding lapse and playing this game of chicken with our children's health insurance.
So she's been calling and writing to her senators and members of Congress telling them how important CHIP is to her children. Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.